The United Nations has slammed conditions at Australia's offshore immigration detention centre of Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has suggested a host of changes be made, and it wants an end to arbitrary and indefinite detention. Simon Santo reports.
There's no let-up in the pressure being felt by Australia to accommodate asylum seekers. The boats are still coming, or trying to. Overnight, authorities in Sri Lanka rescued more than 130 Bangladeshi and Burmese people from a sinking fishing boat. There's pressure too on Australia to defend its preference for offshore processing, and specifically detention centres set up on Nauru and on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Representatives of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees spent 3 days on Manus Island a fortnight ago.
The key recommendation is to put in place proper processing arrangements as soon as possible and start looking at people's claims.
The UNHCR's regional representative is Richard Toll.
The key failing is that there are in place no legal framework for the processing of refugee claims. If the sole purpose of transfer from Australia to Papua New Guinea was to process people, one would expect to be some kind of process in place for people when they get there. The 221 people are being held in mandatory, closed and indefinite detention, which is a very serious violation of international law.
The UNHCR has long opposed offshore detention. Of specific concern is their view that it's difficult, if not impossible, to meet international standards in remote parts of the Pacific.
The lack of accountability in the legal framework itself for processing, coupled with a mandatory detention setting for people who are not able at present to challenge the basis of their legal detention and deprivation of liberty, with what in the report we found also to be harsh conditions, hot humidity, dampness and cramped conditions, which are not unexpected in the Pacific, of course, but if you couple that with the other factors of a closed detention regime and add in the particular vulnerabilities of children, you get a very troubling patchwork of issues that need to be addressed.
Richard Toll told RN's Fran Kelly the current system is damaging children.
We don't think any further children should be transferred to Manus until these are very important planks of policy and arrangements are put in place.
And further than that, do you think the 34 children who are there should be repatriated to the mainland?
Well, that's a decision for both governments to review when they've had a look at the totality of the report. But certainly our view at this stage is that the current arrangements for children are unsatisfactory. It is a closed reception arrangement. Children have been sighted far too close to single males where there's been disruption and noise and demonstrations.
Both the incoming Immigration Minister Brendan O'Connor and the outgoing Minister Chris Bowen declined AM's invitation to respond to the report. In a statement, a spokesman for Mr. Bowen said the standards at the regional processing centre are in line with standards for locals on Manus Island. He also said the processing of asylum claims by the PNG government will occur in due course.
Simon Santo reporting.